I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's Metal Shop here on The Rock, and we're talking with legendary vocalist from Testament, Chuck Billy. Their new album, Titans of Creation, 13th studio album, is available now on Nuclear Blast. But first off, Chuck, we all saw the news about you coming back from European tour, getting sick with coronavirus. First off, I need to ask, how are you feeling today? How are you doing mentally with all this?
Well, mentally, you know, we're back to, I'd say, 100%. I mean, it's awesome. Been a month since we've been home and been ill, and we're feeling better. I mean, we didn't retest, so we don't know if we're totally in the clear. I mean, until they come up with more tests, but yeah, we're still been quarantined for a month. I think we went out twice. That's about it, really.
And, yeah, I mean, but, like, physically, you're feeling, like, a lot better?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, totally. I mean, for the last week and a half about a week and a half, we've been feeling better with energy, doing awesome things, getting up. First two and a half weeks, you know, we were dead to the world, didn't get much done, you know,
yeah,
just kind of wrote it out, waiting for results to come back, you mm-hmm know, and in the meantime, just kind of recovering. They didn't give us any medication or anything, just kind of said, you know, if you have respiratory issues, call 911. So, you know, we just kind of wrote it out for a few weeks.
Well, I mean, I'll speak for the entire metal community up here in the Northwest and would say we're so stoked to hear that. I mean, scary stuff, and especially, you know, coming back from Europe, and a lot of your guys got that. So I'm glad that you guys are doing well, and I got to say,
yeah, it is scary stuff. You know, when we heard Will from Death Angel got admitted and was on a ventilator, you know, kind of puts a scare in you for a second. You kind of get short of breath. I'm like, oh, no, mm-hmm, you know, it's just your head starts playing tricks, and yeah, it's, it kind of gets a little mental at that point then, you know.
Well, I saw that he just did a radio on Gimme Radio talking about yeah it, and he's feeling better. And dude, that's
yes,
that's so
thank
awesome.
God. Yeah, yeah. He's I heard his show, too. And, you know, he seems to be feeling better. Just seems to need to get the physical part back going again. And, you know, he made it.
Bay Area thrash is too hardcore for that, man. We got to kick out of it, dude. Kick out it, too. I got to say, though, hell of a time to drop a new album, am I right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, we knew, you know, initially just for physical sales, it was going to be getting tougher and tougher these days.
Yeah.
Mostly digital anyhow, so you kind of just forge forward. But this puts a real damper on physical sales for sure, you know. But, you know, we could have tried to stall the record, but, you know, we had the promotion going already mm-hmm in motion. And, you know, people have got a lot of time on their hands. They're sitting around locked down. I figured, why not give them some new music to sit at home and crank up? You know, everybody's kind of sitting around doing things that they don't really get a chance to do because they have to go to work every day. And, you know, maybe they get home and just sit there and enjoy some music. So thought it would be good to get it out now.
And I'm just going to throw this out there because a lot of my friends were getting those stimulus checks. And if you can, I mean, throw a few dollars to an artist that could use the money. I mean, like, honestly, Testament, a badass thrash band, has been killing it for years. You want that new physical copy of Testament? You use a little fraction of that, you know, and that's just me saying it. You know, that's what I'll be doing. But
it's not a bad buy. I think we're very proud of this new record. Titans of Creation.
Yeah,
it's you know, unusual way we came up with creating a lot of it. We tried some new things and experimental vocally and just musically, and you know, because of that, I think it just made for, you know, pretty dynamic record with a lot of songs that really have a lot of individual identity. You know, there's a lot of different moods on this record.
So let's talk a little bit about that with you trying new stuff, like vocally. Like, is that something that you bring up, or is it just something that works with the song? Like, how do you go out on that, kind of out on that limb with that?
Well, it was actually, you know, I recorded and wrote all the songs, and the very last song we wrote was City of Angels, where mm-hmm. I was really actually didn't want that song to be on the record because okay. I thought it was too slow and the pace. When I first heard the music, it was really long, real repetitive, and I'm like, man, this isn't thrashy enough. And I really was, you know, didn't want it on the record, but I played it for my friend Dell, who I write lyrics with, mm-hmm. and he said, hold on a second. He came back with these words. He already had the song written. So try this. Just go try it over the song, and I did once, and it actually fit. So I found myself going, okay, I'll give it a shot, even though I don't want it on the record. I took it home and was going to record it 2 days later.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how I was going to approach it or do what I was going to do, but I found myself trying a different voice texture that I haven't used yet on a record. I was trying something new, just what the music inspired me to do.
Yeah.
But then I also tried some, like, harmonies and stuff where I don't really ever do that kind of stuff. We always do background and gang vocals, but I tried some, and we started developing into this really cool song. You know, so like that song just somehow came alive in the studio where, you know, after 13 studio records, I found myself, you know, trying new things, pushing myself out of the comfort zone. I thought that was pretty cool. And, you know, to still be able to do that, you know, this many years later.
I mean, yeah, I mean, after this many, like, killer albums, it would be easy to just kind of, like, you know, ride the pocket and just kind of do what you've been doing. But to hear that you're trying to kind of push things and do new things, that's really inspirational and really cool.
Well, on this record, I mean, you know, usually when the writing process, I'll get a riff from Eric and I'll mm-hmm. go, you know, when he writes it, he'll have in mind, okay, this is the verse, here's a bridge, here's a chorus, and he'll bring it to me. And sometimes it's right, but then most of the time I go, well, no, I like that chorus as the verse riff. Let's move it and change that. And I'll make it more adaptable to my voice, what I feel like is more comfortable in the pocket for me to sing.
Yeah.
With this record, I didn't do that. I really took a lot of these songs, and because Eric was using some chord progressions that weren't, like, comfortable for me and days of old, I would have said, no, let's change that. But this time I didn't. I really kind of took it on. And it was made it a challenge, actually, and it really kind of made me push myself out of that comfort zone and try new things and approach it different ways. And it just made those songs. And in the end, you know, and I ended up working my way through them, you know, and it made for just a better dynamic song for me, trying new things. And, yeah, it was a whole different process on this record.
When I know there's no, like, time frame on this, and things are changing day by day, even hour by hour, but let's say we're on the other side of things and you guys are out, you know, gigging and doing a tour. Is that going to be a pretty gnarly workout for you to try and go from, like, with the new range that you're working with?
No, actually, the new songs are pretty comfortable.
Awesome.
You know, that there's only a couple songs, a lot of the old classics. We tune those songs down now. It's okay. More in my comfort zone. So there's not many that are out of my range. There's a couple that we wrote, like, on The Gathering, that there's just so many words. There's no time for breath, that are a little tough live. You know, there's always, of course, some tough ones live. But for the last couple of records, a lot of the songs really made the set list. I mean, like a Brotherhood, we came out with like 5 songs out of the gate,
yeah,
which is kind of unusual. And I think on this record, it's kind of the same vibe. We play Night of the Witch and Children of the Next Level, we played on the last tour through Europe. And the response was awesome, and it was just really killer live songs, you know.
Well, that's the thing about you guys is, you know, some, you know, some bands will come and they'll play the new stuff and people are like, eh, I don't know. But your guys' stuff is so vital, and like your stuff kicks ass in the sense of like it goes along with all the other old material. So people want to hear that new. And I got to say, the new album is super killer. So I'm personally curious, and I pay attention just because I'm kind of in the like media side of things. But being on the artist side of things, how much like weight or do you pay attention to like reviews in magazines or comments does that stuff affect you or?
I don't read them. I mean, I never go like on Blabbermouth or I don't, after I do stuff, I don't see it. But, I get the vibe from when I'm doing press with talking to people like you and just seeing what the vibe is and consensus. And I've been doing interviews for other records in the past. And, and I get a consensus of this and just from some fans that they really are recognizing on this record, the consensus is that the record and the songs have variety, and it's just they really have an individuality on the on this record, which makes it an easier record to listen to. It's not one that's all the same, and you hear it, and you go, okay, that sounds like the first song, let's skip it, and move on. It all has, it's really dynamic. And I think that's the consensus that a lot of people are vibing on.
That's awesome, man. And I'm looking forward to seeing that you guys perform that live whenever that time may be. What are just a couple songs? I know it's like choosing your favorite kid or whatever, but what are a couple songs off the new album you're most excited to go out and perform live?
City of Angels is going to be a challenge. Well, sure, that was the one with the new voice. So yeah. I'm trying it live. We'll see how that goes. But songs like False Prophet or World War III, those songs are pretty killer. They'll be good live songs.
Yeah.
We've been playing, like I said, Children of the Next Level and The Night of the Witch. So those will be in there.
Right on, man. Well, I'm excited whenever that time may be. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about some things that, inspire you musically. Obviously there's a lot of negative news going out and it's important to like stay plugged in, but obviously balance things. But say someone who's listening right now might be getting a bit too much negativity in their life and bummed out. What is an album for you that if you're having a shit day and you're getting a lot of negativity, what's an album to you that you can put on and will just boost you up and boost your spirits?
Well, for me, it's got to be UFO Strangers in the Night.
Okay.
Just because, that record, I grew up through high school cranking in my car and just good memories, chasing women and all that.
Just
drinking young. That takes me to a place where there was no worries, no bills, living at mom and dad's. Mm-hmm. And so that record takes me to that place. So that's the one I always put on and just I go there.
Awesome, man. Yeah, absolutely. And going even further behind, those days, further back, what was the first album, like vinyl, tape, whatever format it was, vinyl, I'm assuming, that you ever purchased on your own with your own money?
Yeah, that's probably going to be the Beach Boys.
Okay.
Album I bought. I was really hooked on that song 409, so I was like on the hunt for that record when I was young. Yeah, that was it.
Right on, man. And, going along with this theme of like albums that kind of impacted you, if you could, give me four albums that have made a positive impact in your life.
Judas Priest, Unleashed in the East.
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy, Live and Dangerous.
Yeah. A couple live ones.
Yeah, I was always a live guy back growing up. And then probably for sure, like Metallica, Kill 'Em All.
Okay. Yeah, dude. Especially, within the early thrash and everything.
Yeah.
And that's killer, man.
When the movement was begun.
Well, if people are listening now and they're like, okay, Chuck Billy, most metal dude ever, but I know that you got to have some stuff that's not metal in your collection. What is the least metal album in your collection?
I got a lot, but I mean, I'd say that people probably wouldn't even think is like the Silver Sun Pickups.
Okay, yeah, I like that band. Yeah.
I like them too. They're just a fun, cool listening band. I enjoy them, but it's totally not metal for sure.
Nice. All right, man. Well, so the new album is called Titans of Creation. You can pick it up now on Nuclear Blast. Just a couple more questions here for Chuck Billy from Testament. First off, I know you've been through a lot of stuff here on tour, you know, throughout the years. You are a beast on vocals. What is pick a scar on your body, Chuck, and tell us a story of how you got it.
Well, there's one on my wrist, my left hand. It was in, I believe, Clash of the Titans with Slayer, Suicidal, Megadeth.
Oh, my God, yeah.
1989, I believe, something like that. And I remember me and Tom Araya being in an elevator, and we had a day off, and I was drunk on Jack Daniels and put my fist through the elevator glass display case and cut my wrist open. And next thing I know, we got downstairs and went to the bar and got more drinks, and I just put my hand in bloody all over Jeff Hanneman's blonde hair and made our way to the hospital where, you know, I wanted Tom Araya to stitch my wrist up. You know?
Yeah. Damn.
And, it was a mess. I remember I got stitched up, went back to my room, passed out drunk, and then my wife and son showed up to come visit.
What's all this blood about?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. They seen the blood trail from the elevator and said, oh, I know it's him. And went all the way to my room.
And were you able to perform the next day okay?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh,
there, yeah. There you go. Damn, dude. That's a hell of a scar story. So, I know a lot of us up here in the Northwest getting a little restless, a little stir crazy, but you know we're doing the smart thing and staying inside as you are. And
yep.
Do you have any words or advice for someone that's kind of gone through this and is going through this? Any words of advice for the Northwest audience while we kind of?
Well,
stay
I mean, it's you know, I mean, a lot of people got to do the right thing to stay indoors, but you know, got to look on the positive, fortunate side of it is that we are trapped at our own homes.
Yep.
If you weren't trapped, me and my wife were saying, if we got stuck in Europe and didn't make it home off the tour and had to sit in a hotel room for 3-4 weeks, we would go crazy.
Yeah.
Be out of our minds. So just, you know, I mean, you know, where we have the pleasure to be at our own place, you know, so look at the positive.
And jam the New Testament.
And jam it.
Chuck, dude, any final words for Seattle before, well, I'm assuming we'll see you sometime within the next year or so, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, we're planning a tour in September, a great tour. I'm sure hopefully we'll announce it soon, but, you know, we don't know if it's going to happen or not yet. I mean, everything's kind of so up in the air, but yep. We're going to continue to try to finish booking it, and hopefully we can do it. If not, 21, you know, looks like it'll be the year for a lot of people to be touring.
Well, we sure as hell hope to see you there. Chuck, thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thank you. I'll see you.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.